interview all the people, and some of them are my friends, you know, carry on for 15 years now. So that's introduction and why we're here. And Mark's here helping me. Mark's been with me for 10 years this year?
10 years.
Oh, okay. You have to fire me short in holiday time.
Oh,
yeah? Yeah, fire me again, and then you come back 2 weeks, they start holidays. Mark's background is an electronic technologist from Oak Mountain College, and he's helped me a lot along the way. Josh from the Summers in here, and Ashley does marketing and internet-based stuff, and Barry does all this. So I give credit to Barry. He said, what do you want me to do? How do you want to do it? I go, let me know what it's done. That's what I said, Barry. You do a fine job. So Sonia, and I have some other installers sometimes. So that's the basis of our company, what we do.
If you go into the slides automatically, okay?
No, not just that one transfers.
Sorry?
That one just flips.
Oh,
it's just the page.
So,
go to the next.
This industry is still relatively young. It's a bit of the Wild West right now. It happened in other regions like California when it started, and you know, various parts of the world. It's getting more mature, which is good. The products are well designed and tested and proven. You know, when we first put solar panels up close to 20 some years ago, those panels are actually still working, still multiplying. So the solar panel is probably the most reliable thing in the world. My three favorite things are cement, insulation, and solar panels. The reason is that they don't require any more work in the future, nothing. Everything else requires some form of input energy, whether it's, you know, siding, painting on your house, or roof, or anything else. So there's one of the few things that just keeps working, 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 just leave it alone. As long as we get some rain occasionally, the panels are clean enough, and you just carry on. So, part of the whole grid tie process is to obviously is to try to eliminate some of your power bill. Most of it all gets saved some money. And that works really well here. It works well in, you know, it's worked well in Germany. They're one of the pioneers of this. And they're at the same latitude as us, and so it works really well here. Okay, next. Want to go next? So, basic grid tie. So how grid tie set up in British Columbia is it works on two premises. It works on billing period and then annual. So solar panels basically generate electricity. It comes down, goes into either a microinverter or a main inverter, and gets pushed onto the grid. All the new metering is bidirectional, so it measures how much power you took in, how much power you wrote, and they look at that at the end of your billing period, which is usually 60 days, and then you pay the difference, and if you produced more than you used, then you get a credit that carries through the next billing period, and so on, through the year. If you produce more than you use on BC Hydro, they do pay you out at close to the retail rate, and close to 10 cents at the end of the year, calendar year. Fortis pays you a wholesale rate, and Fortis doesn't want you to produce more than you're using, really. They're not really looking for creating independent power producers, IPPs. It's more of a true net metering system. The system was set up in BC through, you know, like Gary pushed very hard on it a long time ago. BCSEA and a lot of pioneers pushed it through, and the BC Utilities Commission came up with a plan, and it's been adopted, you know, had to be adopted by the utilities. So Fortis is, you know, it is a private company, they do need to make money. There's a lot of money, you know, involved in substation transformers, storing power, hydroelectric dams, basically what they do. So they do have to have some economic viability, and so they're still there. You know, in BC, I think we're much better off than they are in Alberta, because it's still regulated here. In Alberta, your energy costs are quite small, but all the other charges are significantly higher, like, you know, command charge, peak charge, delivery charge, peak element charge. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Very short your power level for anything. There are five items, and then, you know, the power usage is quite small. Here we have really inexpensive access to electricity. Once the infrastructure is in place, it's only like, you know, $15 to $25 a month, which is really inexpensive compared to other regions. So that's basic grid tie. Grid tie with battery backup. And basically, you take solar energy, push it in the grid, and the battery rolls maintain. If the grid goes down, at that point, that's when the battery's, you know, system kicks on and diverts power from the battery to the inverter to specific loads in the house usually. Next. there's a solar edge system which we use mostly. Being that, you know, we're more of a technical company, like Mark and I, we're kind of efficiency freaks. We want to get as much as we possibly can. And yeah, and so let's get the most from the least. And you know, we looked at solar edge, we looked at other companies, and we looked at the actual data from the companies and third-party testing. And that's why we like solar edge. It has the best output, you know, best efficiency out there available. So basically, your solar panel is down at high voltage DC, and it goes to an optimizer. So what an optimizer is it's part of the inverter electronics on the back of the panel. It maximizes the power from that particular panel, takes in the inverter, and then this goes into, you know, through your metering and off to the grid. Nice and small. And the nice thing about, you know, the advantage, there's all advantages to things. The advantage of an optimizer like this in the back of the panel is that if you get, you know, a large array, you get some partial shading, one panel doesn't affect the other one, or even unless they have a panel that's, you know, lots of bird droppings on it or anything like that, it doesn't affect the rest of the panels. Maybe go to the next one. There's your basic schematic. How it goes all in series. The old inverter system, I mean, old is like 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, had string inverters where all the panels were put in the string, connected together to a central inverter. The advantage was cheap. Disadvantage was, again, if you lost one panel, you lost the entire string. So it made it less efficient.